The plan was to stop forcing dog tracks to schedule greyhound races as a condition of operating poker rooms and slot machines. Because dog races are no longer popular or profitable, it was assumed they would die out. But as details of the measure emerged during a 90-minute hearing, senators got uncomfortable.
Because it expands gaming.
Miami Senator Gwen Margolis and others, including Senator Jack Latvala of Clearwater, worried that the unused or dormant racing permits could be transferred to establish new casinos with token dog racing elsewhere. As the tide turned against her measure, Sachs realized she didn't have the votes.
At this time, I am going to withdraw the two amendments.
Greyhound industry lobbyist Jack Corey said Margolis' fears weren't far from the truth. He said it was likely that Broward's Gulfstream Park would take its permit to Miami to partner with the Genting Group on a new casino there.
The tracks are the most greedy people in the state of Florida, and they could not do it alone. They had to expand gambling. And everybody wanted a piece of the expansion.
The so-called decoupling was an amendment to another Greyhound bill that requires reporting of Greyhound injuries. That bill passed. And Sachs said she plans to write a clean decoupling amendment and reintroduce it before the legislative session ends. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.